to share.
Ready?
Now, from the corner of Texas Street and Main Street in Crowley, Texas, this is episode 018 of the Local Legend Show. James, we did it.
Here we are. Let's rock and roll.
Man, this is awesome. Happy Tuesday morning, June 18th. It is 9:30 Central Time here in Crowley, Texas, where we're filming this live. And if you're listening on Spotify, Google Cast, Radio.com app, iHeartRadio. Good morning and welcome to the show. We have a great show for you this morning. Stephen Brown, you ready to kick this sucker off with our special guest?
I'm always ready to kick the things off with the guests.
Let's kick it off.
Dude, this is going to be great today.
Let's just kick it.
You want to just kick it?
I'm okay with just kicking it.
Yeah.
Well, I want to introduce you to our special guest today.
Let's see.
An NCAA national champion in gymnastics with the University of Oklahoma, also the owner of House of Air, an indoor trampoline park and Ninja Warrior course, I think. Mr. Daniel Ferney.
Hey!
All right. Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good morning, Daniel.
Man, glad you're here this morning, Daniel. What did you eat for breakfast?
I had a protein shake and a banana so far, and then
do you mix them
throughout the day. No, I don't actually. Oh. I just get whatever Sam's has on discount for whey protein. And I throw in whatever milk's in the fridge, and that's my breakfast.
Dude, that's awesome. Right now I'm doing a detox, Steven. I'm on this stuff that Mama makes every morning. Sierra, like, makes me this glass with, like, stirred up water, and it's like this darkest shade of brown you've ever seen.
I've seen that.
Look, the same going in as going out.
Yeah, it really does. And it's supposed to clean softly the lining of your estomago for our Spanish-speaking contestants.
We're a bilingual podcast.
Yes, we are. Absolutely. Everybody listening out there that doesn't speak Spanish, it's the lining of your stomach.
That's it.
And so today we start the actual detox that's going to send it all out. And we sip on this lemonade for 4 hours for the next 5 days, each day 4 hours. And then it's supposed to kind of cleanse everything
like
that's been stuck
time?
In there.
Like country time lemonade?
I wish it was, but it's actually from
lightly carbonated.
Yeah.
So I've heard of these. Is this with food or is it just that? Are you restricting like intermediate fasting at this point?
It's going to intermediate fasting. It's just going to be lemonade for the next 5 days.
Wow.
They say that there's like this lining.
No!
I know. They say that there's this lining of food on your stomach and your intestines that stays for like 7 to 10 years unless you do a detox. And it's supposed to come out in like a black tar.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to see what's been hanging out in there for the last decade.
Man, me too.
And if you don't mind, I'll send you some pictures.
Yeah, if you want to be on that group text, just click the number below.
Yeah, if you want to be on the group text, the phone number is...
Next Tuesday's Local Legends show is going to be Jonathan OTT.
Golly.
OTT3.
If this is your first time ever watching the Local Legends show, OTT stands for on the toilet. So if you're watching live, drop an L in the comments below. Yes. If you're watching on the replay, maybe you're watching a millennia or a decade or a year or a month or a week later, drop an R in the comments below, and we'd love to say hello to you. You know, the cool thing is you might be on the toilet this morning, and you can drop OTT1 or OTT2, or if you're doing a detox, OTT3.
That is it, yeah.
But we have
OTT3.5.
Oh, man. Oh! Yep, sorry about that. Yeah, wow. The detox is going to be coming out.
18 episodes.
So the first thing we like to do is...
18 episodes, we finally got the fart sound.
Finally got the fart sound.
I never thought we'd find that sound. Thank you, James. Well, all right. Let's go to the comments and see who's watching live. We always like to shout out to the first three people who are watching live in our episodes. And, man, this morning we got some people in here. And let's go see who's dropping their favorite comment below, and we'll go give them a shout out. It looks like this morning we have Mr. Randy Irwin.
Randy!
Hey,
you know,
buddy.
What's fun about Randy is he's always first to the trigger. Like, he's the fastest in the draw. You can't not shout out to Randy Irwin. He's like the number one fan of the Local Legend show. Our second shout out goes to Bruce Kowal.
All right.
Ho!
Bruce said, get some Fernie! Exclamation point. I love that. And our third shout out goes to Miss Holly Ritchie.
Hey, my sister. Hey.
All right.
Now, Randy says, I would never watch like that. He would never watch like that. So he does not want to be on that group text, I think.
Oh, no.
Okay.
He's just not interested in seeing that. And I'm watching live here, but I also am not going to comment because I want to allow the comments to come in. Now, here's the cool thing about Daniel. Daniel has actually started.
He's got one cool thing?
No. This is the first one I'm going to start with.
The one thing.
All right, here's the list starting on the cool things about Daniel. Number one, he has started a business just down the street from where we film our podcast live.
That's
called The House of Air. And if we'll go to camera angle three, you'll be able to watch on screen kind of what we got going on at House of Air. It's actually a trampoline park. And Daniel, you want to explain kind of the concept behind it for the viewers out there?
Absolutely. So House of Air was kind of born with this idea of, can we create a trampoline park that's all-inclusive for kids of all ages, as well as has the ability for parents to enjoy it.
Right.
And not be stuck.
I believe I can fly.
And not be stuck smelling feet, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, wow.
All right.
So with that in mind, you want an open concept.
Sure,
you want there to be an opportunity for parents to be near kids if they want to, but also be able to not be near kids and let them do their thing and get their wiggles out, if you will.
And scream and run
exactly.
And cry.
Exactly. So we created a cafe to coincide with this ninja course and trampoline obstacle course we have, and you can get a bite to eat, you can get a drink, you can hang out, you can watch TV.
Wait, y'all serve food there now?
We do. We have a full-service cafe. Pizza, dude. Chicken fingers, pretzels. I love our corn dog bites, but that's just me. So.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
I would not suggest it if you're detoxing right now. It may not set well with the tea.
Yeah.
Wait,
so it's
second.
A gastro pub is what you're saying.
I would say it's comfort food.
Comfort,
it's enjoyable food. It's
food
meant to be consumed if you've been jumping for an hour because you just excreted over 100-plus calories. And
right.
So you need to refuel and recharge.
So, and I love that you guys added that in. I won't name the place, but I went my nephew turned like six, or I don't know how. Rhett, how old are you? I don't even know. You don't even watch podcasts. You're not even listening. You'll
are you talking to Rhett?
This. I'm talking to Rhett.
He could
nephew.
Be watching a millennia from now.
Yeah,
like 10 years from now.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, so he turned. Let's just give him the art. No, he's probably 7, I think. Anyway, so we went to an establishment where kids go play in a building.
Yeah,
and if it's in a retail building, let's say it's like 6,000 square feet of like a place for them to play, I would say 5,500 feet of it are eaten up by this space with low ceilings, and it's just kids screaming and running and screaming more, and we're like kind of pressed up against the wall, and I don't even like. And the whole time, my mother-in-law is like 6 inches from my face, like, "Don't you guys gonna have kids?" And I'm like, "Are you kidding me right now?" this is not the time to sell that to me, you know? So yeah, just the fact that if you were to go, like, take your kids to a party there and, like, to have anywhere to, like, gosh, not be, like, funny. On top of them, mm-hmm. to jumping off onto your shoulders, like, I'm sure that's got to be great for the
Absolutely.
Parents.
I mean, we hopefully pride ourselves on being a premier party destination, as well as an opportunity for kids to have group events or just come out and hang out and play. And I'm a big fan of getting off the screens, to be perfectly honest. I think kids have enough time to be on the screen. So if there's more chances to exercise and you can disguise fitness by having a fun activity, then it's a win-win for everybody.
Dude, that's the other thing. Point, it truly is a fitness workout. I don't even think about it because it's so much fun. But
I call it the dry pool effect.
The dry pool
effect. My kids, for example, summertime, we take them to the pool. They are out. They nap so good. They go to bed. They go to bed like crazy.
They wet the bed too.
If they have to. I mean,
they drink so much pool water.
Exactly. But for the trampoline park, kids are coming off of there and they literally will be drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
But they've been having fun and they're not even blinking an eye. So for us, it's an opportunity to have that pool effect without being at a pool.
Right. Right.
So.
There you go.
Love it.
Man, I just found out that he serves food there, and he's 1,000 yards from the podcast studio, and we haven't yet had lunch at House of Air.
Oh, wow.
Come try. We'll do a part two series. Your first take on Perky's Pizza. That's pizza.
So. Perky Pizza.
Bro.
So if we go in there and we want to eat lunch, what would you suggest for you know, we don't want to jump because we got to get back to work, but we do want to come in a cool environment like this, grab a bite to eat. We do want to jump. Like, we're tempted to take our shoes off and take the day off. But instead, we want to just come in and get a bite to eat. What would you suggest we go with?
I would go with the pizza. The pepperoni, for sure, is my favorite. It's 14 inches. It's par crust, and it's pre-cooked in terms of the actual dough itself. And then we just basically heat it up and apply all the fixings in-house.
Oh, dude.
And to be honest, it's one of my more expensive items to purchase, and the quality's in the taste. That was one thing I get a lot from moms and dads is that they expect so much less.
Yeah.
Like, they're willing to chew cardboard
because
they think they have to because it's a trampoline park.
Uh-huh.
Then they have the pizza, and I literally have mom say, can I get one more to go?
Are you serious?
I'm like, okay, yeah.
Whoa, holy cow. So people come to House of Air to now get pizza is what's funny. I you know, here's what's going to happen. James, we're going to go to lunch today at House of Air.
Hey, I'm in.
You want to do that?
Pizza, pizza.
I'm going to bring my lemonade. And we're not going to tell my wife, who may or may not be watching. If she's not watching, I'm going to cheat on the detox.
There you go.
Okay.
We can start it tomorrow, because technically
just
I'm supposed to start
just
today.
But diet starts Monday.
All right, let's go back to the comments for a minute.
Always.
Alex Phillips says, what's up, fellas?
What's up,
Alex
A-Poo?
Is watching and doing great things for the city of Burleson. And so thank you to Alex for watching, and thank you even more for commenting this morning. He says, what's up, fellas, exclamation point.
You know, I saw Alex and Drew twice on the same day while I was driving, and they were on two different streets walking together.
Dude, what a blessing that would be.
And I gave him, hey, you know, one of those.
You gave him a hey, double thumbs up and a chunk piece?
It was either a double thumbs up or a double point.
Okay.
Wow.
Dude, it's cool. Wow. It's cool to decide to do the double thumbs up or the double piece sign or the double point.
I think the thumbs up gets a bad rap, and I don't think it's used enough. I think we need to bring it back.
Okay. I agree. If you agree with Steven's point on this, would you just drop a thumbs up emoji in the comments below? That'd be a great thing.
Thumb up emoji.
Now, here's what's interesting. We're getting thumbs up like crazy. For those of you watching or consuming this on Spotify or iHeartRadio or the radio.com app or even iTunes podcast who can't give a thumbs up, we're going to just send your thumbs up by wherever you're consuming this with your AirPods or your headphones on. Just raise a thumb up to the sky.
And then smash that thumb right back down on the follow button.
Smash.
Oh, my gosh.
Share button.
What a great transition. Alex, if you're still watching, what is your title at the city of Burleson? Because you do great things. And one of which, not to be overshadowed, the plaza. Yeah. Which is now going to be the community living room for the city of Burleson, which is under construction. They have torn up and dug up all of the parking that you used to have at City Hall. So if you're going to pay your water bill at City Hall, the parking lot is a dirt field, and you have to find parking elsewhere. So just be prepared by that.
You can't fight City Hall. That's what I heard.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Michelle Sears says, hey, Daniel, !! So if you want to look right here and give Michelle Sears a shout out. So,
how you doing, Michelle?
Drew Pennywell, he says, and we had a costume change, if you noticed, period.
I didn't know.
So So that was good. Taylor Perky says, Alex is the owner of the entire city of Burleson! Exclamation point. True story, period. So that is breaking news here. He owns every inch of the dirt. Oh. Yeah. So if you thought you owned your property in Burleson, you might own multiple properties in Burleson. It's actually, as Taylor Perky has dropped here in breaking news, owned by Alex Phillips.
Hold on. Can we just pause for something that popped up on my screen for just as 1 second? This insanely crazy headline just popped up on my screen and said,
okay, please.
7.4 tons of gold from Venezuela landed in Africa and then disappeared.
Wait.
I'm trying to find the story. Just like, you know how you have those little scrolling things on your phone that pop up?
How does it disappear? And I love gold. I found out by going to Perth, Australia.
Hey, man.
I love lamp.
Yeah, oh, great. That's going to be a soundbite. So when I went to Perth, Australia for the first time, I visited the Perth Mint.
Hugh Vivaldi, he's talking about his Australia trip.
Yeah, sorry about that. Easy, guys. Sorry, let me brush my shoulders off real quick. When I attended the Perth Mint, I found out that a lot of the U.S. wealthy businessmen store a lot of their wealth in the Perth Mint. So here's what's interesting about this. The Perth Mint makes gold coins. Some of the one-ounce coins that you may have in your coin collection come from the Perth Mint. But as we're doing a tour of the Perth Mint, they tell us the history of the largest gold nugget ever discovered. So these guys were in Western Australia. They were looking for gold. There was a big gold rush back in Western Australia, this late 1800s. 40 days they spent looking and digging with pickaxes for gold. They found no gold, so they're headed out in their wagons at the time.
Sure.
Right. They break a wheel on a massive rock on the way out of Western Australia back into the city of Perth.
Okay.
They get off their carriage to go down and look. They start to look at the rock and examine it a little bit, and it has a shine to it. And I think you know where I'm going with this.
Got a good idea of where you're
on the way out.
It was a basketball.
It was not a basketball, but rather the largest gold nugget ever discovered in one piece.
How big of a nugget are we talking?
Wow. We're talking 15 pounds. It's actually on display. This is the cool part. It's called the hand. It's called the, what's it called? You can look this up, and the first person to Google it will get a $10 gift card to Dwell Coffee and Nosh.
Do our legwork.
But it's actually in the Golden Nugget Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Wow.
And you can go see this nugget that was discovered in Perth. And it's never been cut up into jewelry or smaller gold nuggets, which most of the large gold nuggets have been broken down into jewelry or other nuggets. But it's called the Hand of Faith, I believe it's what it's called. But if you can Google what the gold nugget is that's on display in the Golden Nugget Casino, that'd be worth seeing, because that came all the way from Perth, Australia. It was found by accident, and the estimated value of that nugget would be bonus points if you can find that. But if you're ever in Las Vegas, it's worth going over to the Golden Nugget and seeing this thing.
Just to see that.
I'm telling you, when I say the glass that's protecting this nugget is 4 inches thick, I think I'm probably underestimating.
How much do you think it weighs?
Wow.
I think it's 15 pounds, but I may be wrong. I mean, it's in the tens of millions of the value of this thing.
How much? Well, let's do the math here. Okay. How many ounces are in a pound?
Daniel, I bet you didn't think you were going to be on a math podcast this morning.
Math
cast. No, I did not wake up with that in mind, to be
honest.
Math
cast. How many ounces in a pound? Do we know?
15 ounces?
Dude, it's a lot.
16.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, something like that.
Golden nugget.
16 times 16 pounds, you think?
Yeah.
What's the price per ounce?
Price per ounce is like $1,300 probably.
I think it's a little north of
Yeah, it's that. Called the Hand of Faith.
A little bit.
The Hand of Faith is the biggest gold nugget in existence.
Wow.
It is. There is a picture of it. I'll just turn this to the screen so people that are watching, if you're consuming on the podcast, you can imagine. But here you go. This is the size of this nugget. There's a girl sitting next to it.
Hand of
wow.
Yeah, this Hand of Faith nugget was found in Perth, Australia. It's between the back of the casino and the hallway that leads to the steakhouse and the chocolate shop, if you want to go check that out next time you're in Nevada.
Looks like a hand.
Yeah, it's in the shape of a hand. It's the world's largest golden nugget, and it's located at the back of the casino. It is well worth the walk. Every time I go to Nevada, I go and see it again, but it's worth so many millions of dollars, and that was discovered by accident. So
37 kilos.
Jeez. All right, back to the comments. I don't know why I got off on that, but I love gold.
That's a tangent.
Can they tell us who, in America, what is 27 kilograms? What is that in like
35.
Tons of gold, tons of monies.
35, 36 pounds?
I think a kilogram is about 2 point some odd pounds.
Yeah, kilos more. I don't know the equation. I don't have my stoichiometry. So
it's at least $750,000 worth of gold.
What's the molar mass of that?
There you go.
Oh, here we go. The Hand of Faith is a nugget of fine quality gold that was found by Kevin Hillier using a metal detector near Victoria of Australia.
And a wheel.
And the announcement, let's see, it's 874 troy ounces. The sale price was supposedly $1 million to Gold Nugget. So they got a steal. There are numerous nuggets found during the Victorian gold rush era commencing in the 1850s that were far larger.
You think all those gold nuggets are just gone? Like, can I go find one?
They're probably in jewelry now, man, honestly. They get broken down and sold, and then it's sad, but it's hard to keep a nugget together because of the value of it.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the comments. Dylan Richardson says, Alex Phillips is the owner for sure. So another person who is giving their land away and the ownership is being told that Alex Phillips today owns all of Burleson. So this is amazing. Alex Phillips is your economic development manager, period. Find all information and updates about the plaza at www.oldtownburleson.com.
Dilly dilly. Dilly dilly.
Sally Lorenzo says, aloha. So thank you, Sally, for watching this morning. Tina Morgan Fuller-Jones is watching. And Taylor Perky is also still tuned in to the podcast. So thank you, Taylor, for tuning in this morning. Now, if you want to join us, you can add us on iTunes Podcast. Just search The Local Legend Show.
Smash.
And anywhere you consume podcasts, including iHeartRadio, Radio.com app, Spotify, Deezer, Google Cast, we're on all of those. So thank you for tuning in. Let's move right along. Tell us, Daniel, now that you have House of Air going, give us some stories of House of Air. Has anybody just had incredible, like, double backflips done, or have you found any cool gymnasts by just having this open?
Yeah, actually, we've seen a bunch of kids just take advantage of all the activities and different zones we have. So we have both the short beds and then the long beds. So you can, you know, if you're a cheerleader, you do gymnastics, you can actually tumble on these things. Now, we always try to maintain safety first. So we don't want kids doing stuff they've never done before. We also want kids to make sure that just because they see something doesn't mean that they can do it too.
Right.
So we want, you know, with the safety component has to trump all things. But we've seen some crazy, crazy flips. I've seen one kid do like 15 backflips in a row. And I did gymnastics, and even myself, I'm going, man, I'd be dizzy by now.
Did he throw up after he
No, he was ready to go again. This is the same kid that literally was sweating as if he was swimming in a pool when he was done.
Wait. Pause just a second. You said you did gymnastics?
I was a gymnast myself back in the day, many, many moons ago, many surgeries ago, too. So.
Oh, shoot. So did you do this in high school?
I was a college gymnast. I went to University of Oklahoma and was Boomer. A gymnast at OU. Boomer
okay,
Sooner.
Okay.
My Boomer wife Sooner. Actually went to OU, so Sierra Cook, if you're watching today, shout out to you. And her dad, Mr. Brent Odom, my father-in-law, also went to OU. So we are Sooners fans in our household. And as everybody leaves the podcast, let's move right along.
I love me some Norman. No, my whole family are Aggies. And so the only worst decision would have been if I'd have gone to UT. So they were okay with me going to OU as long as it was in UT.
Yes.
But it's always a fun Thanksgiving when they're all doing their thing and I have my OU shirt on. I'm like, hey, guys.
We refer to UT as TU in our house.
I had the same commonality. Wasn't sure what room I was working with here.
That's
so.
Fine. We're going to gain and lose some listeners from the stands.
What does TU stand for?
Texas University.
Oh, good.
Yes.
It's a little more disrespectful than calling it the University of I'm not allowed to complete that sentence in my household.
There you go. So, we went to OU. I was a gymnast there.
You're on the OU gymnast team?
I was on the OU gymnastics team. Yeah, had some good success. We won a couple national championships. So, we're really excited about that.
A couple of national championships.
We won a couple.
So, you were national champions twice.
Multiple.
We were. We, of course, going in our freshman year, we thought we'd never lose. But
We were the baddest ever.
You get humbled real quickly when you realize there's a lot of people out there at a lot of different schools. And especially back then, gymnastics as a college sport has shrunken some. But back then, we still had, I think, 22, 23 teams. So, there was a good amount of competition spread throughout the United States to compete against. So, We did okay our freshman year. I think we got like fourth as a team.
At Nationals.
At Nationals.
And that's NCAA.
That's NC2A Nationals. Okay. Yeah. Wow. So it is the
Division One.
Division One. Yeah, there is rec, but there's no D2 rule gymnastics for the men's side to speak of.
Dude, this is insane because so, yeah,
we did well.
I had no idea about this. So it's actually natural that you own a trampoline park with the gymnast piece there.
People get the tie-in once I tell them that. They get it. They get it.
Look at this headline. So, men's gymnast standout Daniel Ferney forced to retire. And then look how cut this dude is.
Gymnast so, or the jacket?
Don't forget the frosted tips there. Show that
whoa,
again.
Whoa, frosted
go
tips.
Back up.
Easy.
Yeah, yeah. Guilty. Yeah. Guilty on that
it's
one.
Gonna be May.
We had one guy that we were all friends with that cut everyone's hair on the team. He was not a good stylist. Okay, he could do one thing, a chaos.
Frost the tip.
Yeah, he would give you a chaos haircut, which was his version of, I'm just going to see what happens. And then he'd clean it up and make it look better by frosting tips areas where where it was off just a little bit. So
did anybody sue him?
No, it kind of became our trademark, and we all looked the same. It somehow worked for us for that time frame.
So you think you like may have been a trendsetter a little bit?
No,
like,
no, not at all.
You think people thought you were Saved by the Bell cast when you walked into Nationals?
You know what's funny is I looked at a video, and it wasn't just our team. I think everybody had that back then. It was so trendy to have the frosted tips back in the late aughts or early aughts, if you will. So.
Dude, I love that. So it says, we'll go back to the comments real quick, and Taylor Perky says, we're all watching! Jeff, Dylan, and Steph! So shout out to the whole Dwell cast, and thank you so much for the entertainment this weekend. By the way, I don't want to shed light on this because they fixed it with excellence, but if you did get the email announcing free coffee for everyone for the entire month, that was in error. So even the people at the very top of their game can make mistakes from time to time. And I thought the way you guys handled that was incredible.
They were hacked.
They gave free coffee away for the day. But yes, Dwell was hacked. So,
Dwell got hacked.
So good. This is awesome because we do have a winner of our $10 Dwell Coffee and Nosh.
Coffee and biscuits.
Coffee and biscuits. Excuse me. I'm not allowed to say the N-word anymore, Nosh. It's Dwell Coffee and Biscuits. So thank you to Mrs.
I think Nosh starts with a G.
I believe it does too.
Oh, well, then it's the G word. Excuse me for that. We do have a winner this morning. The first person to announce the Hand of Gold name of the Gold Nugget was actually Mr. Daniel Ferney. So you get a $10 gift card to Dwell Coffee and Biscuits.
There you go.
And you happen to be our on-air guest, but you got it quicker than anybody else. So thank you for watching this morning. It says here, one of the, if not most decorated gymnasts in the history of the University of Oklahoma men's gymnastics team is Daniel Ferney.
What?
That's incredible. And he was forced to retire because of continued problems with his left knee. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had literally double-digit surgeries on just my left knee alone.
What?
So, I'm bow-legged by nature. That's thanks to my dad, but that's part of my genetics.
He's bow-legged and he works in the oil field.
Just about right.
I don't know.
Is that a song?
Baby, lock them door and turn the light.
Oh, that was what the song was. I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. Okay, moving right along.
Nailed it.
That's it. So your dad was...
my dad's bow-legged. I got that genetic deformity, if you will, and that just allowed for me to have the odds of tearing my ACL when I was young. So at age, I was 17 when it happened, tore my ACL and tore a good hunk of my meniscus. I had a great doctor. The Spurs doctor actually is the guy that fixed me. Fantastic. Dr. Andrews trained fellow surgeon. He did my surgery, repaired as much as he could, have a great ACL now, but it got looser and looser over time, allowing for it to play out. So that being said, it allowed for the knee to kind of grind itself, if you will, to a point where there is no more meniscus on the inside of my knee. Not only is there no more meniscus, there's no more articular cartilage, so I have what's called basically kissing lesions. So the bone itself is touching on both sides from the femur and from the tibia. So it just rubs.
So it's just, that entire,
bone on bone.
Yeah, that entire joint.
It's completely bone on bone.
Yeah.
Is it like when you touch the sides on operation basically all the time?
100%. 100%. In fact, I even had what's called an external fixator done to realign the actual bone itself. So I had two bolts drilled through my tibia and then five bolts drilled down my shin bone.
Nice.
And it had a rector set where they literally grew the bone into the direction they wanted it to be.
So if this is if anybody from TSA at DFW Airport is watching, he's fine to go through. It's just the bolts in his knee. Okay, chill out.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Actually, they got very upset the first time I had to travel for that because I had to fly up to Johns Hopkins University to have the procedure done.
Yeah.
So.
What the heck are you holding in that knee, sir?
They got real nervous, and I mean, this is back when they would take that little wand thing and then rub everything and then go scan that to see if there's debris or something from
Yeah, there's
something.
Debris. It's 3/4-inch bolts, bro.
It's called an infection. Thank you.
All right, Mandy Johnson is cracking up faces. So three tear-eyed laughing faces for Mandy Johnson. Thank you for that. And by the way, if you can't consume this all day long on Facebook Live, you can go consume it later on iTunes Podcast. So we would love for you to go give us a review there. We are watching those reviews, and anybody that gives a review, Dwell Coffee and Biscuits has said they will give a $10 gift card to the first 10 people this week give a 5-star review on iTunes. So thank you for that. And we love the people of Dwell, and we thank them so much for our partnership with the Local Legend Show. By the way, future guest, Mr. Taylor Perkey, Stephanie, and Jeff, this is your invitation. We would love to have you guys on the podcast as future guests.
And bring biswitches.
And bring that is the yeah, sorry. Only come if you have three biswitches.
Yeah,
at least three. Maybe a dozen.
Yeah.
Those are like the most addicting piece of delicatessen, palate joyful, filled, love tasting things I've ever had.
Yeah, but no, it's not part of your cleanse. That's
yeah,
for
you
sure.
can't have any cleanse, dude.
Diet starts Monday.
It might.
Is there like a biscuit cleanse?
Diet starts Monday. Thank you.
Everything's better on
a biswitch cleanse. I'm on a biswitch cleanse right now.
Yeah.
I can have biswitches and lemonade that detoxes me.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's probably a diet that makes sense for.
Yeah.
Like if you can just limit yourself to like 1,000 calories a day of a biswitch, so it's probably like a quarter of one.
Dude, I would do that.
Two bites
of a biswitch.
I would totally do that. If I was on a 1,000 calorie a day diet, yep. and that meant one biswitch and nothing else, I'd make that work.
There's that guy who did that with Twinkies.
Like oh, I saw that.
He diet and lost weight.
Yeah, he did
that. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, to me, it's like a nightmare. But if you like Twinkies, I guess.
Yeah.
By the way.
You just keep it under your, you know, your whatever your daily allowances and burn more calories than you take in.
They never expire.
It says here
they
that.
Expire.
They never expire. Ever.
Aren't they like really flammable too?
Yes, they can be used as a fuse for artillery shells.
No, that's
shells.
A Dorito.
They only cause cancer in California, too. So if you don't live there, we're fine.
Wait, hold the Dorito thought, because the Twinkie diet shot my wheels off. It says, Twinkie diet helps nutrition professor lose 27 pounds. For 10 weeks, Mark Hobb, a professor of human nutrition at Kansas State University, ate one of these sugary cakelets every 3 hours instead of meals. He lost 27 pounds in 10 weeks.
Wow.
All right, moving on to the Dorito flammable comment. Let's go look that one up. So,
I can just.
I think it's
Google
free.
It.
I think it's Fritos.
I got it in
dude.
My mind.
I think it's Fritos.
No, it's not. It's Doritos. Because I go camping a lot, and I say a lot. I mean, like twice a year, and that's not like a real sweet brag. It's kind of a brag, but
I camp like twice a year.
Do you have your own tent?
That's definitely a micro brag. Yes, I have my own tent.
Is it a multi-room tent?
No, it's only one.
Okay. Yeah,
have you also been to Australia multiple times? Sorry for the micro brags.
to camp, right? Just to camp.
To answer correctly, yes, he has.
Yes, I bet. Yeah. So.
Wait. Doritos and Pirate's Booty are both covered in cheesy dust, and that cheesy dust is actually a form of powdered fat, which is both flammable and non-toxic.
So you can burn. You can burn a Dorito.
Oh,
set a Dorito on fire today if you're watching outside. And it will burn for a lot longer than you think it will. So if you need a fire starter.
Whatever.
You light it on fire and it burns for forever.
It's a natural Kindle.
Yeah. It's a natural Kindle.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
So are you bringing a bag of Doritos on your camping trips, like Cool Ranch?
I've definitely like used it in desperation. Like we ran out of like sticks because you're not really supposed to gather sticks to burn.
Why?
At the state park.
Why?
Because if dudes like me would burn the whole park down.
You build a campfire.
Are you serious?
I'd be out there with a chainsaw like cutting trees down.
Are you serious? You're not supposed to get kindling at a state park?
Yeah, you're not supposed to. Yeah. I mean, I do. And
whoa.
Another micro brag.
So, micro brag number three. Okay, moving right along.
Wow.
Thank you, Chad Baker, Preston White, and Clint Sanders for tuning in this morning. That's awesome. And we have here, if you're just tuning in live, drop an L in the comments below. We are here with the owner and founder of House of Air Crowley. also a multiple national champion NCAA Division I gymnast. Now, here's one thing that I'm curious about. If Doritos are flammable, does it mean that every type of chip with that cheesy powder is also flammable?
There's only one way to find out today. Yeah. Today.
Today. Does that mean that?
No, we're going to. When we go to lunch at House of Air for the pizza, we're going to bring a variety of cheesy corn chips.
In the parking lot.
See. So not only are we going to lunch at House of Air today, we're also going to lunch at Taco Bell tomorrow. And we're going to go get Doritos Locos Taco and set them ablaze.
Well, that might be like the elevated way to serve those tacos. Like, you know how you go to a nice restaurant and they set it on fire with something?
Hibachi style?
Yeah, they bring your out to you and the little Taco Bell guy. Takes a little Bic lighter and lights it on fire for you. And
have you ever wondered if your taco was flammable? Now at Taco Bell, the new Doritos Locos Fiery Taco, where they're literally on fire.
Hey.
All right.
And
so,
his name is John C.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick Good, for tuning in live. He's over there at our favorite podcast, the only real estate podcast worth tuning into, Mr. Nick Good. And thank you, Preston White. He says, L for this guy, period.
Hey.
Shout out to Preston White.
L, yeah.
Now, L, yeah, if you're watching live, and if you're on the toilet, once again, we want to give you the opportunity to type OTT in the comments below. Why not?
Why not? That's what I say. I say, why not? With it.
Now, Daniel, at that time where your knee, so, Daniel, if you're just tuning in now, as a two-time national champion, and your knee had problems before college, but tell me about your mindset of still going to college even after you had the obvious hurdles with your knee.
You know, for me, I was really drilled into the whole focus of I want this to be who I am as a, you know, college athlete. Mm-hmm. It would have taken literally a doctor saying, this is going to ruin you for the rest of your life. You're not going to be able to do anything else. You're going to be, you know, in a position where we actually have to either fuse the knee or, you know, or even cut it off.
Man.
Wow. For me to not want to do it just because was my passion. I mean,
you're going to have to amputate my leg for me to not go to college.
Exactly.
Pursuing this.
And, you know, so I knew the risk. You know, hindsight's always 20/20. You could have done things that maybe would have preserved the knee longer, maybe gotten me more time. But when it became
a knee brace.
Well, I actually did wear an ACL brace my last 2 years. When they did they tried the osteotomy themselves once, or the docs at OU tried one doing taking a wedge of the bone out, trying to realign it.
Oh my gosh.
And that failed. It regressed. It actually went back to normal, so it was a wasted surgery. And ever since then, I wore an ACL brace just to limit the shifting. Mm. But after the last osteotomy got completed, it was, you know, hey, this is just to, you know, make sure I don't have a fake knee or a knee replacement, hopefully until well after 40.
Sure.
At this point, we'll see. Some nights it wakes me up, some nights it doesn't. But, you know, it was one of those things you have to, you know, you have to be comfortable with yourself. You have to be uncomfortable knowing that there's a bigger plan. So for me, it was really easy to see that this would take some hurting getting over with. But I think, you know, you lean into God, you have him help guide you. And it's one of those things that you put onto his shoulders to make you feel better about yourself moving forward, knowing that this isn't the end of everything. It's the end of this chapter.
Wow.
There's another chapter waiting.
Mm-hmm. Were you a senior when you realized did it all come to an end?
I was actually a fifth-year senior. So I had done this in hopes of making a last shot to try to compete on the Olympics. Mm.
So you were on your way to U.S. Olympics gymnast team?
I mean, I like to think so.
I
would like to be. You know, I had much more success at NCAA level than I did on the USA gymnastics side. I had some international competitions, and I did well. But I think if I could have stayed healthy, I would have been in the mix to hopefully make one of those teams. So,
dude, you're the only gymnast I know that has double national championships. That's huge. I'm stoked that you're here today. This is cool. I was wondering if anyone was on the toilet, and it looks like Cedric Ingram is literally on the toilet.
Cedric Ingram.
I'm literally, in all caps, on the toilet, period, with a laughing emoji.
I pooped my pants.
And
can I stop down real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Cedric Ingram, he used to be the art teacher at North Crowley, and you want to talk about a talented person.
Do we need to have him on the show?
I think he's in Houston, but dude is incredible.
We could send a limo.
At art and just being a boss at stuff, man. The dude.
Shout out to all of our educators watching this morning, especially the arts, you know.
Man, he's
that's cool and kind of the lane that I was in. So shout out to all of our special needs teachers, all of our educators out there. We're glad you have the summer off. You deserve it, and we thank you for pouring into our next generation.
I'll send you a link. I had the continuing education guys, some of the kids from that school, teacher's name is Daniel. I'm going to say McIntosh. I might be off on that. Anyways, a couple other kids came in. They wanted to do a video of the trampoline park. That's part of their curriculum. As part
from the CTE Center.
Exactly. And I shared this with the Crowley Chamber as well. And these kids came in. They took video about two or three times. They brought a drone in. And they basically mimicked this exact same video you're seeing that I paid a company to do. And I'll be honest, it's almost as good, if not better.
Really?
And these are kids. These are high school kids with just, you know, whatever equipment a high school Photoshop can do.
Cool.
So it was a really cool thing for them to do. And I basically said, look, this is something that you can make as a resume that you take to other companies.
Absolutely, man. That's killer.
College is great, but college isn't for everybody.
No.
And so here's a great path for a skill that's needed in the community and needed by all businesses
Without
that you
doubt.
Can take forever.
Without
Dude, that's some doubt. Great news to hear that good things are happening in Crowley ISD. I'm seeing the new buildings being built, and the ninth grade campus has transformed into something different now.
Not this year. I believe it's next year it's going to be like a – something else.
10th okay. grade campus.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be something different.
It's over there by First Baptist Crowley, isn't it? The old 9th grade campus. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the renovations.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, because whenever I was there, when I went to Crowley 9th grade back in the 90s,
yeah,
it was like there were no windows in the entire building.
Oh, so they're adding windows.
They're adding windows.
Okay, cool.
They're expanding it because, I mean, as Crowley has grown, obviously the district has grown.
Yeah.
So,
and the level of educators has risen, and
for
it's
sure,
awesome.
And thankfully we've got the city of Crowley and the city of Fort Worth that support and vote in these bonds where they can expand and they can grow.
Well, the expansion of the Chisholm Trail Parkway, Crowley ISD is just expanding like crazy, Without and Crowley's that. Blowing up. You know, I want to transition to something about you talk about these trampoline parks being all over the country, but. As I'm watching this video, this has a Ninja Warrior portion to it. Can you talk about that? So it's not just
Absolutely.
A trampoline park.
Yeah. So the first generation trampoline parks were just trampolines.
Right.
And then you see this type of industry evolving. And I think we had a lot of foresight using my manufacturer. I use Best American Trampoline.
Out of Colorado?
Nope. They're out here in they're actually here in Louisville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they're the guys that actually helped create the design with me, as well as all the equipment was purchased from their actual site.
Wow. Are there other House of Airs is that a franchise
there is,
name?
There is. There's a House of Air in San Francisco. They're one of the original five trampoline parks to ever open up in the United States.
Oh, cool.
Their location is beyond perfect. You look at the Golden Gate Bridge as you're jumping on trampoline. How perfect can that be?
That's sweet.
Wow, that's expensive real estate right
just
there.
Just a little bit. Just a little
Very
bit.
Very expensive.
Just a little bit.
Now, are they laid out identical to your layout?
No, they're completely different.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're a first-generation trampoline park, so they're just trampolines. They don't have the ninja course. They don't have the rock climbing. Now, their second location in Carlsbad, California, is a little similar to this.
Y'all have rock climbing?
100%.
Okay.
3D transverse rock wall that you climb over a free foam pit. You can drop down.
Oh, so if you fall off the – so it's like literally like the – what is the
like
Netflix?
Free fall.
Yeah. What's that Netflix documentary? There's the Don Wall, and there's another one called Free Solo.
I don't have Netflix.
Free Solo.
So this is literally no harnesses. You just
no
climb
harness.
The rock wall and
just,
fall into foam pit?
Just climb it, and when you're done, you can drop on your bottom and just be done.
Where's your location for people that are maybe watching or consuming this online and they're on Spotify or iTunes and wondering, how do I go to House of Air Crowley? Where do they find you?
You can go to houseofair.com/Crowley,
okay.
Or you also can just search House of Air Crowley on Facebook, and either site will give you great information of kind of what we have to offer, when we operate, and what our pricing structure looks like as well. Mm-hmm.
People that don't know where Crowley is, how far are y'all from downtown Fort Worth?
12 minutes.
Okay. All right, cool. Sweet.
Oddly specific. I would have rounded it
minutes.
Up.
And if you're flying in and you want to go to House of Air, how far are y'all from DFW Airport?
24 minutes.
Okay.
Depending what time you leave.
Yeah, okay. Right. You don't want to get stuck on...
So there you go. I mean, if you want to come see a state-of-the-art trampoline park, it's got Ninja Warrior courses. It's got free solo, rock climbing. You fall into a foam pit. It's got all the trampolines. It's got even a game where looks like you got like a game where you slap your hand on a basketball goal.
It is the old school whack-a-mole. Remember whack-a-mole?
Yes, whack-a-mole.
So why not put whack-a-mole on a trampoline?
Why not?
It's literally these light boards light up, and you can challenge your friend, and they're on backboards, so you can adjust them if the dad wants to challenge his son. So
right.
It's hard for the dad, and it's hard for the son. And then it keeps score as you go. So, again, we're disguising fitness as a game.
I don't see how you don't spend all day here. I mean, I don't think you can see this whole place in one day. It looks like there's dodgeball, too.
And there's a huge indoor playground that's tucked in the back. We went back and forth on the design on how to make that the best fit. It ultimately ended up on enclosing it so that moms feel like if the younger kids are going to be in there, they're comfortable with that.
Yeah.
It's one way in, one way out. And yeah, we have a wide range. The Ninja Corps, like you mentioned earlier, I've had guys from the show American Ninja Warrior come do my course.
No way.
None of them have done it the first time.
Are you serious?
Really?
Literally. Like, there's two guys on the show this season. One of them's name's Jared Gere. I think he's actually, he does a whole lot of outreach for his church. And his first time he came, I said, you complete this course, your son gets a season pass. He could not do it.
Wow.
And so, he was on the show, Ninja Warriors?
He'll be on the show again this year as well.
And he came to House of Air Crowley.
Could not complete.
Could not complete. Now, he did come back the second time, and I let him do it any direction he wanted, because ideally you do it down the easy lane, middle lane, then the expert lane. So I let him go backwards, get the expert one done first, and he was able to do it that way. But he still took about 2 hours for him to do it.
Wow.
And so, I mean, this is a legit course, but yet still my twin two-year-old boys, they'll play on this thing all day long.
Dude,
so
that's legit.
You want to have the mix of, yes, it has to be, you know, able for little ones, but you also want the big ones to have a challenge.
Sure.
So if you're just tuning in live, we have the owner and the founder of House of Air Crowley and also a multiple-time NCAA gymnast, national champion at the University of Oklahoma, Daniel Fernie, here today. And if you have any questions about House of Air, he will answer some now live in the comments below. So if you have any questions for him, go ahead and get those comments in if you're watching on Facebook Live. If you're consuming it elsewhere, I apologize. We can't do live questions anywhere but Facebook Live. So get those in. And Tyler Wiersbicki. Wow, that's a tough last name. Wiersbicki says, no windows and three hallways, LOL.
That was the Crowley High School ninth grade campus.
Felt like
no
a jail.
Windows, three hallways.
Yeah.
Dude, locked you in for the day.
It was something else.
Now, if you are, if you've never been to Crowley, or if you're familiar with Crowley, where are you in Crowley?
We are on Main Street, and I don't know if your viewers know, but Crowley is undergoing a revitalization like none other.
Yeah.
So the Economic Development Council for Crowley is really pouring into this area.
Mm-hmm.
They want Main Street to be a grapevine downtown center where it's, you know, shopping, food.
Right.
We have Boo Rays that's about to go vertical here pretty soon.
Can you talk about Boo Rays for a second?
100%. So it is a Razzoo's on steroids. It is amazing Cajun food. Yeah. I love spicy food, so for me, I think there's a need for that I haven't been able to get in this area of town.
Oh,
so
for
I
sure.
cannot wait.
Yes.
I think it's going to be such a great opportunity for parents that don't want pizza. You can go have Razzoo's, and the kids can get out of your hair. You can come see
there
us.
There you go. Right inside House of Air is just walking distance. And what's funny is someone said the jalapeno cheese fondue at Boo Rays is incredible.
Come on.
So it's about to go down.
I
right
have
up here.
Yet to hear a bad review on Boo Rays. Not that I want to hear one.
Have
I'm
y'all
set.
Been? I've been.
Yeah, I've been to the one.
I've never been. Yeah, tell me about it.
It was delicious. It was great Cajun food.
My brother-in-law and I were hanging out with our wives, and we were like, "Oh, let's get Boo Rays." And so we got this. There's like a platter.
The one on Boat
like
Club Road in Fort Worth.
Platter. No. The one in Parker County.
Oh, Weatherford.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Because they live out in Aledo. So. Anyway, so I was like, probably two of those things is going to be okay to feed all four of us and your two kids. It was so much food. Like, one platter was twice as much food as we needed. So we had, like, pounds and pounds of deep-fried everything that we ended up just, like, throwing away because none of that stuff was good.
Wow.
So moral of the story is if you get the platter from there, like the sample platter, it's big enough to feed your whole family. So don't go ham on two orders of it.
So here is the menu. If you're watching live on Facebook, you can see this. And there are lobsters that are live, moving their claws and doing dances.
I think those are crawfish.
Crawfish.
They like to pinch.
Crawfish.
They have steaks, seafood, chicken, burgers, all-you-can-eat Cajun favorites, grilled salmon, redfish, snapper, catfish, mahi-mahi. Boo Rays has it all.
LeBron James.
They even have LeBron James.
Nice.
We also have great starters like popcorn crawfish, spicy Bowdoin sausage.
Boudin.
Boudin sausage. Fresh crab cakes, gator bites, and zesty fried pickles and more.
Wow, you're so dominant.
I literally am so dominant that I can't wait for Boo Rays to come to Crowley. I'm telling you, this is going to be so cool. And it's going to draw people from Fort Worth, from Burleson, from Joshua.
All over.
This is going to be a destination.
A husbands lying to their wives about what they had for lunch.
Yeah. I'm still on that detox, honey. I promise. I went down to Boo Rays and got me lemonade only.
That's it.
But here's
only the lemonade.
Here's the funny thing about this. This is in Daniel's parking lot of House of Air. So you talk about a benefit to an injection of business. I think this is going to be great.
I think it's just one more reason why you want to go down Main Street, which is, you know, one of the things we all try to do is, you know, develop relationships in local businesses and help each other grow as we can. And having another draw for people to come down Main Street and enjoy a nice restaurant like that, I think everyone benefits from that.
So for people online that are consuming the podcast and want to get to know you a little better, are you married? Do you have kids? What's your dynamic? Where did you grow up and where do you live now?
So, yes, I am from New Braunfels, Texas.
Okay.
So just outside of San Antonio and Austin. Yes. That area is so big now, you don't realize when Austin ends and San Antonio begins.
Yeah. The Grist Mill? You ever eat at the Grist Mill?
I grew up about about half a mile from there.
Top three restaurants for me in Texas.
Grist Mill and the Coma or the Guadalupe River was my babysitter as a kid. It was literally I'm gonna go shoot pool and play, and what time do we need to be back by? It's okay, dinner time. Okay, so
bro, that's so legit. We never have a river we could float growing up. Like,
oh, it was the Trinity. Best.
We never floated the deadly Trinity.
I've seen bodies floating in the Trinity, but I don't know.
Full
if they
of alligator gar and slime.
Yeah, so pause on that for just a second. The whole
toxic sludge.
The whole thing is actually kind of tight to me, like the tubes at the Trinity concerts going on. That's kind of tight. Like, I think that's cool.
I saw a guy do a backflip on a jet ski in the Trinity one 4th of July. I didn't even know you could do that.
Okay, that's kind of tight to me too.
Awesome. He did a backflip.
On a jet ski.
Wait, did he flip the jet ski itself, or he was just standing on a jet ski doing a backflip?
No. He flipped the whole jet ski.
Wow.
Like, going and then
that.
Ramped
the stand
it
up. The stand-up ones?
And then just did a backflip.
He was able to jump it, yeah.
That's so sick. So you grew up, you literally had the river in your backyard growing up.
I did. I grew up on the river. I grew up at Schlitterbahn. That was kind of my summer every year until I got old.
Freezing cold, lazy river.
Oh, that's the best lazy river, though. My gosh. Yeah,
what just happened? I heard the Schlitterbahn just sold like Whataburger.
They did. They sold. So, yeah.
Did they sell to Six
Flags? It's all fake news.
Six Flags people.
Wrong.
All right, moving right along.
Wrong.
So, yeah, grew up in New Braunfels. My first introduction to gymnastics was until I was, you know, 8 or 9. And then, you know, I didn't realize there were rings until I went to a gym in San Antonio.
Okay.
And so my gym in New Braunfels was so small that we didn't have all the equipment. So kind of grew up going to San Antonio quite a bit. Got, you know, pretty good at gymnastics. Got a scholarship to go to Oklahoma. Met my wife literally probably the first week of college. She played soccer for OU.
You guys must have made millions of dollars for that school.
Dude, that's awesome.
No, for yourself. Oh, yes. They paid you millions of dollars.
Well, nah, not that much. But, you know, they gave us some scholarship, which was nice. That helped.
Right. Always.
Your wife
that
played soccer at OU
she
and
did.
You were a gymnast
she
at
did.
OU? Dude, that is so rad.
Unfortunately, she tore both of her ACLs. So my kids are doomed. Unless you know, genetics can leap a generation and fix that.
Is she bow-legged too?
She's not. Okay. She's not. But she's
so ACL can happen to anybody.
There's only one natural one between all of us now. So
one natural ACL and a couple. That's good.
We got married after we graduated. And literally, I love this story. We got married on Saturday. I started my first job as an assistant coach on Monday. And then she started her first job in the ticket office at OU the following Monday as well.
So y'all got married and lived in Norman?
We got married and started working literally the Monday after we got married and just lived in Norman for about 4 or 5 years. Had a daughter, and then she got real homesick, wanting to be by mom, which I get.
Yep.
And so we decided to take a leap of faith. We moved to Keller.
Okay.
We lived there for about 6 months. We were renting a house.
The entire 6 months was spent trying to get to their house in the traffic.
Oh, my gosh, 377. that bridge or that railroad track. It was tough.
What year was that?
That was back in 2011.
Okay.
And then 2012, we moved to Euless Grapevine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lived there until we moved here, actually.
Shout out to all of our Euless Grapevine listeners. They see me rolling. And so what got you interested in, where do you live now?
So I live in Burleson now.
Okay.
By Hidden Creek Golf Course.
Okay.
Nice.
What got you interested in Burleson Crowley area?
You know, we were actually kind of brought in from Crowley as would this be a concept you'd want to entertain?
They pitched it to you.
They did. They actually pitched it to the manufacturer that I worked with at the time, saying, hey, what about if we have a building to put in a trampoline park? And the conversation started small because we were literally about to sign a lease on a building in San Marcos for a trampoline park for that area.
No way.
It was literally.
I don't think many people would know that.
Mm-hmm. And so the House of Air would have been in San Marcos. It would not have been in Crowley. But the last minute, this kind of thought process came up, and conversations lead down certain roads, and we went down this path, and definitely, you know, God led us this way. So we found a great spot here in Crowley and could not be happier.
That's okay, wonderful. So transparency moment. How's it doing?
Oh, it's doing great now. It took us a long time to get to this point, though. I'll be perfectly transparent.
Sure.
You know, like I said, you know, there's not a ton of random traffic on Main Street.
Right.
And most trampoline parks position themselves to have
highway
effective,
traffic.
Highly effective visibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of impulse jumpers coming
in. Sure.
Whereas for us, we've had to create a draw to come to House of Air. And now that the community is starting to realize we're here, that we're part of this group, it's being supported, which is great. We love our customers. We want to make sure we take care of them at all times.
Right, right.
So, dude, I thought it was legit. I'll fill your bucket for a minute. When you were you literally came down Main Street right outside this building holding House of Air flags in the parade. That was so cool, man.
Yep. We try to support our community as much as possible.
Which is the coolest thing about Crowley to me, literally the coolest thing about the modern Crowley, is the fact that it's just a part of Burleson, South Fort Worth, Joshua family. I mean, it's all like, I mean, if you hang out in Crowley, likely you probably hang out in Burleson too, or South Fort Worth too. So it's like people say, yeah, it's technically in Crowley, but it's in this area. I mean, it might as well be on West 7th. I mean, it draws people from Fairmont, Ryan Place, West 7th, South Fort Worth, probably some in Arlington, Mansfield, Kennedale.
Oh, yeah.
And I drove by the other day. There was two church buses out there from a city in Texas I'd never heard of. Massive. Like, I was like, how did he draw? That is so legit. I think it was some Nazarene church way out.
Yeah,
out
it may have been.
It was far.
Uh-oh.
We're not doing well.
We'll come back to that moment. So the other thing is, if you want to eat, can people get in just to eat and not have to pay to get in?
Yeah, we do not charge for entry. I've heard that some trampoline parks are starting to do that now.
Yeah,
If people want to come in just to watch their kids play, you should not have to pay to do that.
Yeah.
So for us, and yes, absolutely. If you want to come in, just watch your kiddos jump, there's no cost for that. If you want to get an icy or a coffee or whatever, that's fine.
Y'all have icies?
We have ICs, and people love our ICs.
Dude, I didn't know there was still ICs.
I love
Remember ICs. Slush Puppies?
Slush Puppies were legit.
Bro, Slush Puppies were like second-rate icy.
So I have the original Siberian Chill as well as the original cherry flavor.
Oh, man.
They've gone through all these different types of...
You have original cherry ICs less than a mile from here, and we haven't indulged?
Okay.
That one flavor has been so key for them for the last, 60-plus years.
Right.
They keep going back to it. It wins all the time.
It's a solid choice.
Reading the headlines here. I didn't realize that gunman was killed in the shootout in Dallas on Monday. That was a big deal. So they did. It says the FBI is working to determine a motive after a man armed with 150 rounds of ammo shot into federal...
That was louder than I thought.
That was
says the FBI is working to determine a motive after a man armed with 150 rounds of ammo shot into federal courthouse Monday before he was killed by officers. Man,
I know his motive.
That is crazy.
Insane.
Somebody captured that on like their cell phone from like a high-rise building. Like literally the guy going in and the guy
meeting his demise.
Yeah, meeting his demise. So nobody, no innocent victims killed in that. So shout out to literally the, we had a big shooting downtown Dallas just a couple years back, and they have changed the security there. Literally no one, there was a minor injuries to one lady that was shot by shrapnel, but she's fine, and literally no one innocent was taken. So
sweet.
Shout out to Dallas PD for that, and the FBI and the Dallas FBI building for wonderful job.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely don't Dallas my fault.
Yeah, we got beyond that. We have the crazy amount of storms are coming back. I know that they said it was an EF1 tornado that touched down this week in Arlington and one in Fort Worth. EF0 in Fort Worth and an EF1 that storm Monday. There's two tornadoes that touched down. Did some massive damage.
Daniel, I'm sure that you hear about these tornadoes and just kind of go, "That's cute." Living so much time and spending so much time in Norman and Oklahoma City, that area.
Oh, yeah. He's an EF4, EF5 guy.
Yeah. Tornadoes in general scare me to death because you are so, so powerless to do much of anything at that point. In fact, right before we moved down, we had a big one that touched down in Norman. And you're just sitting there. I got into our laundry room and we got the dog in there. And I put my daughter in her car seat. And then I got her mattress and was trying to shield them with the mattress, thinking do something.
Right. Yeah.
our show today is brought to you by the Jonathan Cook team at Keller Williams Realty. For all your real estate needs, We'd love to help you or your friends or your family. After 800 successful transactions in the DFW Metroplex, actually all the way to Galveston, to Lindale, and all the way across to Amarillo, we've helped clients statewide. We focus hard in the Crowley, South Fort Worth, Burleson area, so we would love to help you with any needs you have. Make sure and go check out the new group that we just started called All Things Burleson. So we had a lot of people commenting on our shows saying, hey, there's not really a group on Facebook where I can stay up to date and talk about our city. And so All Things Burleson is a group on Facebook that we've just created, and over 600 members now. So also Burleson, Texas history page, which we talked about on last episode. And people are enjoying the Bad Parkers Drivers of Burleson, Crowley, and South Fort Worth group as well. So go join in on the fun in that group. And we thank you so much, Daniel. I just got to fill your bucket, man. You have changed the landscape of Main Street and Crowley. When did y'all open?
We opened just over a year ago back on March. So last spring break was our grand opening. So we just celebrated 1 year, and we're loving being here.
Congratulations. We moved in September down here of 2018 and just had our ribbon cutting with the chamber. So, you know, we have a 7,000 square foot campus on Main Street as well. So there's a lot of friendship that has budded out of our love for Main Street Crowley and just this area in general. And man, you've done a great thing, and you're continuing to grow down there. And we're going to come eat lunch with you today. So thanks for spending time with us.
Love it. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Everybody that watched today, thank you so much for the comments. If you're watching live, drop an L in the comments. If you're watching on the replay, give us your favorite emoji with the letter R. We'll see you guys next Tuesday as we have Dwayne Burns, our state representative, on live in studio. So we got a great show coming up next week. And we've just secured Sir Earl Toon from the band Cool and the Gang, who wrote Celebrate Good Times. Come on. He'll be live in the studio July 9th.
Oh, it's going to be great.
So we got some great shows coming up. As always, we're here every Tuesday, 9:30 to 10:30. If you got great guests that you think would be an awesome fit for our show, send us an email at thelocallegendshow@gmail.com. Until next Tuesday, James Irwin, Stephen Brown.
Hey!
Thank you guys so much for another great show. Episode 018 is in the record books.
Peace!
Peace!